Brian, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Thank you. Doing well yourself?
Hey, I'm doing excellent, man. I'm fired up for the playoffs. I can't imagine how jacked up you are. You get your NHL dream comes true earlier this year, but now you're in the playoffs, man. Can you just talk about maybe just how the differences of intensity that you've noticed around your team the last few days compared to the regular season?
Yeah, I mean, I was only there for a short while, with the Oilers this season, but it's really been ramped up the last couple of days. Everyone's super excited, and everyone's got a little more jump in their strides in practice, and it's an exciting time.
For you, I saw you at the end of practice today with Jujhar Kara was in the corner. He's feeding you pucks, and you were just shooting, through the coach's stick. Was that just working on getting pucks away quicker?
Yeah, I think just a little skill. We're trying to work on get pucks in it in playoffs. Obviously, there's going to be a lot of guys in the lanes, so I think we're just kind of, working on trying to get through those lanes and just kind of funnel things to the net.
Compare Ryan McLeod game one to Ryan McLeod game 10 now. How much more comfortable and maybe less nervous did you feel near the end compared to those first few games?
I think the first couple, kind of right out of quarantine too, so I was obviously super nervous and really excited, and then kind of now you feel a little bit more comfortable. Obviously, it's super exciting going into every game, and you kind of still got those nervous jitters. It's only been 10 games, but I'm feeling more comfortable every game, and super excited to kind of get things going in playoffs.
Ryan, you were having a breakout year in the American League, and obviously well deserved. You got the promotion. What was your focus in the off season that you wanted to work on to get you to the point that you would get that recall? And then I'm not even sure if you were thinking about the playoffs, just getting the recall and getting to the show. What did you spend the off season focusing on that you believe really helped pay dividends to your great success this year?
I think kind of my shot and just the training I was doing was kind of, focused more on positional. So I was kind of playing more in the middle of the ice. And I think that's kind of one of the things they wanted me to work on was just kind of staying in the middle of the ice and playing in the hard areas. So kind of just working on that in the summer. And, I got to go to Europe at the start of the year, and it was a great experience to kind of work on things there. So I think just putting that, into my game helped me a lot this year.
We've had your head coach, Jay Woodcroft, on a lot, and he said you were kind of unique in the sense, as a young guy who was an offensive player in junior, he actually wanted to work more on improving your offensive skills, and he found your defensive part of the game was actually quite solid, where for a lot of offensive guys, it's kind of the opposite, right? Did you have to get more of a scorer mentality this past year? And because obviously it paid off. Was that something that you worked on, and if so, what'd you do?
I think for sure. I think I don't know what it was. I just kind of always been, pretty solid defensively. It's kind of what they say. But I think just kind of working on getting to the net more. Obviously, I played kind of more of an offensive role this year. You're on the first line, and expecting me to go out and create offense every night. So I think just with that confidence in the coach and just the confidence in myself, I think I just kind of put it together and had a good start down there.
Ryan McLeod joins us on Edmonton Sports Leader TSN 1260. And, you had that great start, and then you just came up here. You feel more comfortable. You're going to have James Neal and Zach Cassian, and yourself. That's a big line. You and Cassian, very quick players. James Neal has excellent hands. Just kind of talk about, as a young guy, you must feel I'm pretty well insulated here with Cassian and Neal on my wings for the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be great. They're both really good to me off the ice, and they're obviously both incredible players. So I'm super looking forward to it, and it's been a lot of fun because they talk to me a ton, off the ice and even on the ice, just give me little tips and stuff. And they're both super excited for the playoffs too. So it should be a good run.
You look at your role here. Hey, special teams. You want to be on one of the units. And, you're going to be one of the relied-upon guys on the penalty kill. What makes you a good penalty killer?
I think just my speed and, be able to kind of read situations. I think it's kind of, what the league's kind of coming to now. It's a lot of pressure and, it's kind of picking off lanes and stuff. I think it's kind of, changed like that into, blocking shots all the time. I think you kind of try and break up passes and just create havoc kind of in the zone.
Right, I wanted to, you got called up at a very unique time. The Oilers are good again, right? It's been a long time for this franchise. You know, when you got drafted, they didn't have a ton of success in the decade prior, but they're building something good. You also got to come up when Connor McDavid was in like the best run of his life. There's that picture on the bench when he scored his 100th point of every guy. It almost looked like the guys on the bench were happier than McDavid. How was it for you kind of in that moment, just watching a guy do something that just has only ever happened like 8 times quicker in the NHL history to score 100 points? Like, you're up in the NHL for the first time, and you're like, what am I seeing every night?
Yeah, it was really incredible to be there and be able to experience it. I mean, obviously, you know, he's one of the greatest to ever play the game, and it's, you know, so fun to be able to practice and kind of watch him every day. It's a huge accomplishment. I think everyone was, you know, super happy for him. I think it was pretty incredible. Yeah.
Ryan McLeod joins us. So, Ryan, you look at the Jets, and I don't expect you to tell us, but has the coach talked to you about kind of what your matchup is going to be and maybe kind of you and James and Zach and what the three of you have talked about on how you want to approach this series?
Not really too much about our matchup yet. I think kind of our line is built. You know, we're big, we're fast, and just kind of get pucks in down low and you know, try and get stuff to the net and kind of create havoc in the other team's zone and, you know, play them hard. I think that's kind of, you know, what our line's, you know, there to do. So hopefully we could, you know, pull it together and then have a good series.
Now, you played in the playoffs in the American League. You know, your first year when you played in the pros, you came from junior right to the American League. So you've had some pro playoff experience, but and you played in junior, of course, and everybody knows that the intensity ratchets it up. What do you do to ensure that you stay within yourself and don't let that excitement overwhelm you as a young player?
I'm not really too sure. I think kind of just go and play your game and kind of stay, you know, at even keel, as they say. I think you don't really want to get, you know, too emotional. Obviously, it's going to be, you know, emotional series and everything. But I think you got to just kind of stick with it and try and stay as calm as you can throughout it.
How's it been for your parents? You know, the only negative of you getting called up is your parents haven't been able to see you live in person. Obviously, I'm assuming they watch all the games, but how has this been, you know, just having your parents, you know, talk to you after, you know, you've played 10 games on the road to, you know, achieving your dream of being in the National Hockey League? How has that been for your mom and dad and kind of to kind of hear their perspective of what you've gone through the last month?
Yeah, they're obviously super excited for me. I mean, my brother's, you know, been up in New Jersey all year, so that's, you know, pretty cool to have two of us, you know, in the NHL now. And, you know, my mom calls me every day and is like, oh, I'm so sad. I can't, like, come and watch you play and all that stuff. So, I mean, that kind of sucks. But, you know, obviously they watch me on TV, and, you know, I'm sure they're super proud of me. I mean, I'm super thankful to have, you know, two great parents like them that, you know, sacrificed so much for me. So it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, and how often do you talk to Michael just kind of about your guys' experience now that you're going through it together?
Yeah, we talk a lot. I mean, probably every day, you know, we call or text, and, yeah, he helps me a lot. I mean, obviously he's been in the league for, you know, a bit longer than I have, and he's, you know, got a lot more experience. So it's been a lot of fun to kind of, you know, bounce ideas off him and kind of be able to, you know, talk to him about, you know, just little things.
Now, then you also have an older brother, Matt, as well, correct?
Yep.
Yeah, so growing up, you're the youngest of the three. How was it in the McLeod household? Were you, did Ryan have to really kind of battle for things, or were your older brothers pretty good at allowing you to partake in the festivities of three brothers?
Yeah, I had to battle for things. They weren't too great at it. I think they pushed me. We're a super competitive family. You know, we're all super athletic. You know, Matt's a great hockey player too. So it's a lot of fun, you know, growing up with two older brothers who, you know, at the time were obviously a lot better than me and, you know, kind of made me, you know, work a lot harder to, you know, kind of try and even it out. And, yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was a great growing up with them.
So, because I think, well, you and Mike are only, what, like a year and a half apart maybe or something like that? So, yeah. When did you catch up where it was even in the competitions?
I mean, I don't know. He's an insane athlete. He's like great at, you know, we kind of played all sports growing up, so I don't really know. I think, you know, I'd still say he's at the edge on me in certain things, but I think it's been pretty recent that I kind of, you know, caught up.
So now, outside of the hockey competitions, what, like video games, I assume at some point, but what were the other sports where, you know, you guys competed hard? And was there one where you were better at, like golf or baseball? Was there one guy, or were you guys all pretty even across the board?
We're all pretty even in kind of everything. You know, golf kind of has been more of the recent sport. And we also started playing a lot of basketball and stuff. So, but obviously, like, road hockey growing up is huge. You know, we played with, like, the Strome family and all. We had some great games there. But I think it's more basketball and probably golf now.
So do you grew up, like, the Strome family? You guys live close proximity to one another, so you play road hockey together?
Yeah, all the time. Yeah.
Jeez. Ryan Strome's having himself a pretty good few last few seasons for the New York Rangers. Giving you any scoring tips?
No, honestly, not too much. We more play with Matt and Dylan because you know, Ryan's obviously a bit older, so you know, he was around always, and you know, he's always really nice to us. But yeah, it's more Matt and Dylan we play with.
It's kind of crazy that that many kids on one street are playing road hockey and end up in the National Hockey League. Four of you, like, that's kind of mind blowing when you think about it.
Yeah, pretty crazy.
Yeah. Well, what now? Did you guys live on the same street?
No, a couple streets down, but we always go down to their place to play some road hockey.
Ryan McLeod joins us. So, Ryan, what's now life for you? You're living in the hotel still, correct?
Yep.
Okay. When you were in Bakersfield this year, were you living in a hotel as well?
No, I was living in an apartment. Me and Tyler Benson were together.
Okay. So, I think at times it's over all this, we've maybe lost sight of how challenging it's been for players, because as great as it is to be in the National Hockey League, it's an awesome job. But this year, more than ever, like, you go, you had a roommate, you know, you and Tyler Benson, close and same age, probably really good buddies, you're hanging out, it's kind of normal. Then you come here, you're living in a hotel room, like, you don't get to hang out a lot. How has that been an adjustment for you? Are you a pretty social guy? What are you doing to kind of just keep yourself, I guess, you know, mentally positive when you don't really have lots of people to hang out with on a day-to-hour basis?
Yeah, it's tough some days. I mean, it's usually, you know, after practice you try and, you know, go hang out with some friends or, you know, go out and do something, but you can't really do anything, especially, you know, up in Canada right now because everything's kind of shut down, or it's obviously playoff time, so you don't obviously want to be the guy who brings COVID into the room or anything. So, yeah, it's been tough. I mean, a lot of Xbox, a lot of, you know, FaceTime and friends and family. Yeah, just kind of, you know, trying to keep busy in the hotel room as much as you can.
Now, what's your go-to game of choice on Xbox?
Honestly, right now, a lot of us have been playing Call of Duty, so we've kind of just been hopping on that trend.
Now, so are you saying all of us, like the young guys in the orders you're playing against?
Yeah, a couple of us are playing.
So where does Ryan McLeod rank in Call of Duty? Are you a solid player? Are you like average? Where are you?
I'm probably below average. I'd say. Not really.
So you're not a gamer? That's okay. Like, I don't, honestly, I've never even played Call of Duty once, so I would suck at it. But how are your gaming skills overall?
I mean, I play a fair bit. They just don't seem to improve. It's weird. I don't know what's going on. Yeah. Not a good
chance. Well, yeah, your hockey skills are improving, so I think that's all that matters.
Well, I hope so.
Well, Ryan, congratulations on getting to the NHL this year. More important, looking forward to the playoff run. It's unfortunate you won't get to experience fans at least to start. Hopefully, maybe they'll be able something happens here in the next month or so, and you'll get in. But enjoy it against the Winnipeg Jets starting tomorrow night.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on.